Now it's on Shavuos. So Shavuos is a very important time. And Shavuos, we have this chus of learning Megillas Rus. Megillas Rus, so why Rus? What's the shachis of Rus, the whole story of Rus? Why are we learning that on Shavuos? So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, a very important Mishnah Berurah, Hashem Yaakov Shemayni. Yaakov Shemayni says, because it shows me that Torah is only gotten through only the Yisurin. Torah is not gotten simply just learning as you want, nicely, easily. Torah is gotten with only poverty, Yisurim, and suffering. And this, it doesn't mean dafka, poverty and money. It means like any difficulty. Torah is gotten only with difficulty. Only if you learn and you try and learn again and again and again, and it's not understood, and you ask and go over it again. All the koshim of Limud Torah, that's the schus. People think that Torah has to be easy. I have to understand right away and know it and get it, and it's good. No, not that way. Torah is not gotten easily. Torah is gotten only with a big umbo, with working on Torah and working on it over again and thinking over it and working over it. That's the only, and Yisurim. People think that only Baal Kishrin get Torah. Not true. Even Baal Kishrin think it's easily, and really it's not easy. People that aren't not Baal Kishrin have to work over it and again and again. See. Once when I was the Bacha, I left the Mir for a few months, and before I left, I said goodbye to Abchanish Levitz. Abchanish Levitz told me to bring him a Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos, he said, open to Daf Peches Amid Beis. The Gemara there says in Shabbos, it says in Rashi, Torah is only gotten to a person that learns it B'yad Yamin. What's B'yad Yamin? Says in Rashi, Oiskim b'chol koichem and trudim odas soida. You're Torah. You have a Shrei Gemara, a Shrei Rashi. What does that mean? Tosfos. What does he mean? Go over it. Think over it. Go to sleep and think about it. Ask your Rebbe. It's a chaver. Trudim odas soida. This is the mile of Limud Torah. Torah is only gotten with a lot of work, but anybody that works will get it. It says the person that works yagata. Timing, you got to. If you're a gear, then you'll be timing and you get Torah. There's a famous mikta of Rav Hutna. Rav Hutna says that we think that they're all Gdolei HaTorah, that we think in Chavetz Chaim. He's born a Gadol. He's born a Gadol. Everything was good. He said no. He said that Chavetz Chaim had very big Muhammad, very big Ma'avakim, very big. He fell and he started and again and again and again. It wasn't that simple. He became Stam Chavetz Chaim right away, just in one night. So, and I say we don't know how. He said how much Muhammad. The life Limud Torah is a Muhammad. It's not like Stam as a easy just learning a subject. It's a Muhammad. One has to fight, and it's a Muhammad of Torah, and this is the Hatzlacha of Torah. Anyone who wants can get Torah by learning it and going over it again and again. See, in the Shach, the Shach in Yoredeya has the big Shach Yoredeya has a big Hakdama, and the Shach says how many nights he was up and learned everything over and over again. Shach says that everything he wrote in Yoredeya, he's learned Mea Pamim V'Echod with his Talmidim. So everything was a big Yagia. This is the moral of Rus. Rus went through a lot of hardship. She left. She lost her husband, Lo'aleinu, and she left her country, left Moab, come to Eretz Yisrael, and lived in poverty with Naomi. But Rus was Zoche to David. David Melech Yisrael, David Melech Yisrael. All our tefillah, all the Yiddishkeit is David. B'shuri David Avdecha. So Mela, we have a chance of learning Torah, and we should learn. Never give up anything about learning. Rav Hutna says, it says in the pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzad Vikrum. He says the devout learns. That means even though a tzaddik falls seven times, he gets up. He says that's not pshat. Pshat is a tzaddik falls. That's the way of being older, falling, getting up again and again. This is the way. So Mela, everyone, I'm sure everyone is learning. Everyone wants to learn. See, and now we're in a matzah miyuchad. We're home. We're not in yeshiva. We're not in chavura, Beis Medrash. We're learning alone. Now it's taka hard to learn. We got no one to ask. So now we have to work. If you work, you'll get Torah at the home. And now Adarabba. Now is the opportunity of working hard. And getting Torah is calling a chaver, a rebbe, anybody you want, and make sure you, and Adam, work hard. Now it's like not the real time of learning, of real learning in yeshiva, but now Adam, now we can work hard alone, work hard, call a chaver, call a rebbe, again and again and again. Now is a gvaldik opportunity. It says in the Rambam says the Torah that you learn by af, it's shver, umderly. The Torah you learn by af, that's Torah, it's umderly. This Torah, the Torah you learn by nachas, by shalva, that's also good, but not so stark. So you see, Rav Chaim Shlevitz, I think, said that the Torah the Mir learned in Shanghai since 5 years, that was unbelievable. That was Torah by af. May Hashem should help all of you. I wish I was with you to meet all of you, see you. I give you all a bracha. Hashem should help you in all what you need in Torah, parnasa, children, shidduchim, everything. And you should have all the issues.